Hello and welcome to the Science Rundown for Tuesday, August 15th. I'm Pedro Flores, and I'm so happy to be back with you after an amazing week in Hawaii. I'd like to thank everyone who called in or took the time to request that we come back on the air. That really meant a lot to me. We're only 6 days away from the Great American Solar Eclipse, so today I'll be talking about how blocking the sun may help scientists study other planets, and of course I'll be giving you more eclipse updates as the week progresses. Science news is next, and after that, we'll do some trivia. The federal government is spending $7.7 million on next Monday's total solar eclipse, but the research extends far beyond our atmosphere. The moon's shadow will allow scientists to study Mercury's surface too. NASA will be sending a pair of jets specially equipped with telescopes as they chase the eclipse over Missouri, Illinois, and Tennessee. By chasing the moon during the eclipse, the scientists will be able to study the sun's atmosphere and analyze how quickly Mercury's surface loses heat, which may reveal its subsurface composition. Previous analysis by NASA's Messenger spacecraft revealed sulfur and potassium make up the top few micrometers of the planet's surface. However, because of its proximity to the sun, the planet has been really difficult to study. By using custom-made infrared cameras that detect wavelengths between 3 to 5 micrometers, the scientists hope to discover what makes up Mercury's innermost surface and how densely it's packed. According to Amir Caspi, a solar physicist, quote, "We're going to try to make the first thermal image heat map of the surface of Mercury," end quote. Researchers out of Harvard University have discovered that the rate of knee arthritis among Americans has more than doubled since 1940. Paleoanthropologists Ian Wallace and Daniel Lieberman examined nearly 2,600 skeletons belonging to middle-aged and elderly people who died from 2015 all the way back to 6,000 years ago. And surprisingly, the rate of knee arthritis increased from 6% to 16% after 1940. Osteoarthritis is a condition in which the joint cartilage erodes, and it causes that painful bone-on-bone grinding at the knee joint. According to the experts, almost 20% of Americans over the age of 45 have it, and your chances of developing it increases with age. So, what may be the cause of this increase? Well, some scientists believe it has to do with a couple of factors. People are living longer, and they weigh more. When the scientists adjusted for those two factors, they discovered arthritis was more than twice as common in people who died after 1976, suggesting other factors may also be to blame. The researchers plan on studying guinea pigs and the Tarahumara runners of Mexico to see if inactivity leads to weaker muscles and joints, resulting in faster cartilage breakdown. Scientists have discovered ancient ice that dates back 2.7 million years. The blue ice sample, which was discovered in Antarctica's Allen Hills region, contains atmospheric CO2 at less than 300 parts per million, much lower than today's levels. According to the experts, these conditions may have signaled the start of the ice ages. In 2015, a team led by Michael Bender, a Princeton geochemist, drilled a hole about 150 meters deep towards a bedrock, which revealed the ancient ice samples. Bender developed a new technique for dating ice by measuring trace amounts of argon and potassium gases they contain. The previous record holder was obtained in 2004 from Antarctica's Dome C, which was dated 800,000 years old. The team plans on returning to Allen Hills to fill in the climate cycles for the past 2.7 million years, and they're hopeful to find new ice samples dating as far back as 5 million years, which may reveal evidence of a warmer ancient world and may help scientists more accurately predict the effects of global warming. Hey guys, it's Tuesday, so let's do some trivia, shall we? Your question of the day is this. For those of us not living within the eclipse's path of totality or umbra, we'll experience a partial solar eclipse. The shadow cast by the moon over an area experiencing a partial solar eclipse is called what? Call in with your answer. Whoever calls in first with the correct response will have their answer played here on the Science Rundown. And that's it for the Science Rundown for now. Stay tuned for more science and healthy news coming up later.